Here's our Friday survey of what critics all around the country are saying about the movies opening this weekend, and it comes from Slate's Ben Williams.
Our first film this week is Surviving Christmas, a comedy about an obnoxious yuppie, played by Ben Affleck, who pays a family to help him live the idyllic Christmas of his dreams. James Gandolfini is the father, and Catherine O'Hara is the mother.
Hey, Yay! Mom! Hi, who's this?
Mom, who is this?
Okay, what's going on?
Your dad's rented us out for the holidays to this eccentric millionaire.
Critics react to Surviving Christmas like grumpy parents forced to think about buying presents before Thanksgiving. This ghastly comedy emits the subliminal whine of a sucking chest wound, says the Village Voice. It's absolutely awesome in its relentless mediocrity, adds the Washington Post. The movie offers new ammunition for haters of the hapless Affleck, who, according to Entertainment Weekly, currently sports a moussed brunette thatch of a hairdo, similar in texture to a 1970s Flocati rug. USA Today sums up in a style appropriate to the presidential season. This is the wrong movie at the wrong time. Next up is The Grudge, a Hollywood remake of a Japanese horror movie about a Tokyo house full of evil demons. Sarah Michelle Gellar stars.
Who are you talking to?
I just want her to leave me alone.
It's critics who hold The Grudge against a film that most say is more baffling than scary. The surreal visuals and blood-curdling sound design are like the nightmare visions of a twisted music video director, says Premiere. But there's no logical justification for anything that happens. It's less a film than a terror delivery system, or a spectral roller coaster, adds The Onion. But is anyone really afraid of roller coasters? Director Takashi Shimazu has now remade this film 5 times in various different versions, and, observes LA Weekly, Japanese demons turn out to be as in need of fresh material as their worn-out Western counterparts. Finally, we have the limited release Sideways. This buddy comedy stars Paul Giamatti as a loser wine buff and Thomas Hayden Church as his egotistical actor friend. The pair goes on a soul-searching trip through California wine country, where they run into Sandra Oh and Virginia Madsen.
I like how wine continues to evolve. Like, if I opened a bottle of wine today, it would taste different than if I'd opened it on any other day. Because a bottle of wine is actually alive.
Sideways is getting the kind of raves critics usually reserve for obscure foreign films. New York Magazine's critic calls it the sweetest, funniest, most humane movie I've seen all year. And the New York Times says director Alexander Payne's emergence into the front ranks of American filmmakers isn't just cause for celebration. It's a reason for hope. The film's stars share in the glory. Newsweek says Giamatti and Church are an inspired comic team, and Rolling Stone thinks Virginia Madsen is a revelation, penciling her in for Best Supporting Actress. Entertainment Weekly concludes, it's damn hard to resist piling on the great-based metaphors in admiration. So here's a toast to Sideways. Drink deep.
Ben Williams writes the summary judgment column for our partners at Slate.